everything I've heard so far, we can just call it a wrap and go home blessed. But there's more. If you'll notice, I have the theme on the screen. Am I blocking anyone's view? You can all see that? Okay. Well, right off the bat, the title of the things I want to share about is called God's Love Reaches. And let me tell you, it reaches. You've experienced this in your life, and I'm going to give you a synopsis of this wonderful trip Jeffrey Alta, my wife, and I made to Europe. It wasn't your typical vacation where you go, you buy things, you ride things, you eat things, and you come home. No. Our endeavor was to bless the people we came across with the love of God. And God's love reaches all the way across the pond, Spain, England, and Italy. And in the manifestations, I heard that God wants to bless us with things in this world. And he absolutely did, giving us that opportunity to serve him and to represent his love. So I'm going to do things a little different this morning. I would like to share on a true story involving five people. Four I've already mentioned. The fifth one is Allison Burnside. And I'm not going to share many verses or Greek words or Hebrew words, but instead resound what the Lord says, and that is to love. Love. That's what he wants us to do. It's not a hard thing. You just open up your heart with the things God has shown you and is showing you. Other people want some of that, so why not give it to them? Five people involved, like I said, are Jeffrey and Alta Moore, my wife, myself, and Allison Burnside, who lives in Oxford, England. What a dynamite believer she was. Jeffrey and Alta spent an evening with her, and we had a wonderful, sweet fellowship as we stayed with Allison. But my inspiration comes from people we met during our visit to Spain, like I said, England and Italy. You and I have the privilege, the honor, the joy, and ability to share this love of God. So why not? And we need to serve it every chance we get. Amen? Yep. You see some smiles out there? Yeah, that's what they need to see, the Christ in you, okay? When traveling the world, you're going to need something called a passport to enter other countries. I don't know how many times we took it out, but anyway, you do. But there's one thing that's definitely a must, and that's the love of God. You take that with you. It's not a little booklet. It's inside. So let me start with a wonderful verse of encouragement. If I can have y'all turn to Psalms chapter 40. Some of these I'm going to be reading out of the NLT. This one is. And it's Psalms chapter 40, verse 16. I'll let you guys get there. But may all who search for you, speaking of God, be filled with what? Joy. Joy. And gladness in you. May those who love your salvation, and we all have that, repeatedly shout, the Lord is great. And that's what he is. Do you have to shout it out audibly? No, you can shout it out within. You can shout it out wherever you're at. But the Lord is great. So that brings me to our first stop, and that was in Spain, Barcelona to be exact. The hotel we stayed at, the hostess at the front desk, was very, very helpful. She brought joy to our hearts. She could have just said, here's your keys, there's your room. But she was receptive to the love of God that we shared with her. And that was in everything we did. We wanted people to see not just our personalities, but the Christ in us. And that's not hard to do. The following morning, Shati and I discovered a coffee and pastry shop just across the street, and there's like a little plaza straight right out the hotel, right across the street. where we started a friendship with two young ladies that gave us special attention. Why? Well, I believe interwoven in our conversation was this love of God. And we just hit it off to the point where we visited them once, sometimes twice a day to get the delicious coffee and the pastries. We met others that God put in our paths, and joy was shared both ways with the other people we met. They were exuberant. We were excited to pick their brain, if you will, but also share the mannerisms God gives us through this love. The next stop was in a very historic hotel. I mean, this thing goes back many, many years, and it's a brick building, but it's a hotel where Jeffrey, Alta, Shati, and I had a wonderful time with the people that we met in that town. God opens doors of blessings for us to share our hearts with those that we encounter and that we're around. That's a given. But you know what? We have to seize those moments. You know, it's not just, hi, how are you? No. Hey, how are you guys doing? And you know what? People are receptive to that, and they open up and share their hearts. And the gracious people who are willing to talk to us about where we were, in this case, England. Remembering God's love always takes the lead. From the hotel, we moved to a spectacular property. This one was really exciting, in a cottage where wonderful owners and hired hands were such a blessing to us. The owners' names are Dan and Allie, and they open up their hearts to us because it wasn't, again, like, there's your cottage, here's the keys, have fun. No, we took time to talk to them and share with them our hearts and how appreciative we were. I especially got connected with Dan, wonderful guy. And just looking all around was nothing but green rolling hills and valleys as far as the eye could see. So it caused me to ask Dan, you must have 4 or 5 acres, maybe 10 acres here, huh? And he goes, you see that valley that goes up in the hill? You see the horizon over there? That's one side of my property. That's more than 5 acres. And this way you can't see the other end of it, neither the other directions. He goes, I have 80 acres. What? 80 acres? He goes, yeah. He goes, but I have hired hands. I've got hired hands. And so the thing about that was he was willing to give us the hospitality, not just your renters. And it just opened up more doors for us to speak with that love of God. And with this, I want us to look at Ephesians chapter 5, please. This is also in the NLT, verses 1 and 2 of Ephesians 5. If you'll notice, there's a common thread with the verses we'll be looking at. It starts out by saying, imitate who? I can't hear you. Imitate who?
God.
And God is what? Good all the time. All right. Therefore, in everything you do, you and I, because you are his dear children, live a life filled with love. Following the example of Christ, he loved you and loves us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. That's our Christ. Now, like I was saying about Dan, he's got 80 acres of land. I said, it couldn't just be for the sake of saying I've got 80 acres. No, he had sheep, big herds of sheep walking around. He had cows. We saw 2 calves, chickens, and the 3 highlights were the horses he had. Rollo, Sailor, and Carrot. And let me tell you, these horses acted like they were dogs because Shati and I walked up to this brick wall and we called them out and here they come running towards us. Whoa. So much. And it was, if you know England, it's always raining and kind of damp. So by this rock wall was maybe up to here. Carrot, he's a wonderful guy. He comes running and then he puts his brakes on and he's in the mud. All of a sudden, zoop, and he slides up to the fence. And he's right there face to face. And we gave him apples and they enjoyed it. And each day that went by, we spent time with him and the other horses and the animals, but it was such a huge blessing to interact with this. We don't have horses or cows in Claremont, but it was just an amazing time that we could appreciate what his place had to offer. So, moving on. Next, we drove to Oxford to be with our dear sister, like I mentioned earlier, in Christ, Allison Burnside. And she's been out here before, but now it was our turn to go out and visit her. And what a great witness for the Lord. I can remember when we stepped out of the car, because we drove there, the first two that get hooked up and locked up were Shati and Allison. And I was like, okay, that's 5 minutes. Let me hug you and stuff. But she was just so happy to see us, and it showed. It showed. Jeffrey and Alta stayed one night with us in Allison's home, and we had sweet fellowship. Breakfast, conversation, just a wonderful time as she opened up her home to us. Shati and I stayed a few more and enjoyed her family sharing, again, God's love. She has two sons that were there, and one of them has two girls, but it was just like we had never left. We were just enjoying the atmosphere and talking about God, 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 and more of God. Allison and Shati and I got the chance to have an English breakfast, and if you've ever had one, it's a little bit different than ours. The bacon doesn't have all this fat on it. It's just slabs of meat, just great stuff. And then the first time I've had breakfast with my eggs, two big mushrooms. But I love mushrooms, so that worked out. As we exited one of the shops, many shops that we went into, we were coming out, Allison and I, and there was a gentleman standing outside with his wife. So I immediately wanted to go over and talk with him. We did, and then Allison was right there. And when we were talking to him, he goes, oh, by the way, you know how old I am? And I said, what, 70 maybe? He goes, 93. He was 93 years old, and didn't move slow. He was fit as can be, and his wife also. He started sharing about Napoleon Bonaparte, so let him talk. And then after he was done, we were saying how God loves you. And I'll never forget his response. Oh, but I don't know if he'll take me. We said, he'll take you. He'll take you. So Allison and I were witnessing to him about that, and it was just a pleasant time. He didn't want us to leave because he wanted to talk some more, which is exactly what we wanted to do. So we spent a few moments with his wife, and again, it was an opportunity to share this love of God that we all have within us. From there, it was on to London and more wonderful people. I mean, people as far as you could see, and so willing to give you information when you needed it. You just had to ask. I even got the chance to interview one of their citizens. I got a little bold and crazy. As Shati and I were in this cafe, there was a woman who was waiting in this line. She was right behind me, and all of a sudden I just turned around and I said, can I interview you? And she looked at me, she goes, sure. So I got my phone ready. I'll have to show it to some of y'all. It's on my phone. And got it to go. I said, I want you to tell me what you love about your country. Ooh, it opened up. It opened up an avenue of wonderful time. And when I was done speaking with her, I said, God bless your heart. She goes, you too, you too. But you see, it's that love of God not holding you back, but getting you to step out. Step out and share your hearts with people. It doesn't matter if they're in England, Rome, Italy, Czechoslovakia. We're all people, and we're all children of God. And God so loved the world, remember? And so when we have the opportunity, at least what I do, let me tell you, I'm right there chit-chatting with them about whatever, but mostly about God. The next verse I want us to turn to, if you will, please. The Gospel of John, chapter 15. Gospel of John, chapter 15, and we're going to look at verses 9 through 11. This one I'm going to do out of the King James. As the Father hath loved me, this is Jesus speaking, so have I loved you. Jesus loves you too. Did you know that? Continue you in my love. He's saying exactly what he means. Continue in Spain, England, and Italy. we were continuing in His love with those around us. And again, they were very receptive to it. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. And verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And was it? Absolutely. It was open. Our final stop was in Rome, Italy. Wow. If you've never been there, I've seen pictures on TV, movies, magazines, but until you're there, scenery, and yet what they've done is just mind, it's like, how? The sights, the food, but most of all, again, the people, that we were able to share this love of God. At the hotel that we stayed at in Rome, there were three people that helped us, Maria, Luca, and Stefana. And it was more than, here are the keys in your room. Time with the three. Shati even exchanged contact information with Maria. And it was a joy listening to Shati building her up. My beautiful wife did not hold back with Maria. They were talking like they've been friends forever. And I could hear a couple little problems that Maria was having, but Shati built her up. And by the time they were done, they were both laughing. It was just super, super sweet. And witnessing the love of God worked in her heart. I could see that. I was a witness to that. And it was just wonderful. So, for our next verse, 1 Thessalonians, please. And when you get there, please go to chapter 3 and verse 12. It's up here on the screen because that is the theme verse for this morning. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. Be doing this out of the NLT. And may the Lord make your love for one another and for all people. Emphasis, all people. Doesn't matter where you're at, but the Bible says, God's word says, all people. Grow and overflow. That's what we want. We don't want to get by skimpily on the love and the joy. It says to grow and overflow, just as our love for you overflows, and for one another. It's something that gets rid of all the stuff that the world is trying to throw at you. You just lock in on those words. So, in conclusion, I thank God we can live in His peace and this love, sharing with Him, with others, even in other parts of this world. It works. We're a testimony to that. The seeds we may plant, I believe God will cause the increase. So whoever we spoke with about God's word, who knows, right there they said, hey, I got to go get a Bible. These people were telling us some really neat stuff that man has never told us. So you just plant those seeds of joy, peace, love, and all the other attributes of the Father and promises, and God will cause the increase. Okay? Our closing verse, please go to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 5. But those who obey God's word truly show how completely they love Him. When you offer obedience to what God says in His word, He knows you love Him. Why else would you do it? You're not getting coupons in the mail, but it shows that you love Him completely. That is how we know we are living in Him. So I trust that this real brief story about our trip to Europe causes you to see how God's love reaches, and it does here at home also. So I thank the Father for giving us this wonderful opportunity to again represent Him, and like we've heard many, many times, be ambassadors in this world, lights in this world. And the opportunity arises, take it, jump on it, and go ahead and be those lights to people around the world, okay? So, gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity that you've given Alta, Jeffrey, Shati and I, and Allison to share your love with those that we've met. Doesn't matter, we've never met them before. But, Father, your love is gracious. Your love is powerful. Your love moves people. And we just thank you for building us up with the love first, and then share it with those around us. And Father, I am super excited that we made this journey and that you opened many, many doors for us, Father. Yes, to find fantastic pasta and pizza, to find wonderful English breakfasts and meals, and all the other delights that we enjoyed. But again, more than that, the people we ran across, the people that we could plant your huge seed, and you will cause the increase. So I thank you for everyone's heart here, and that we're reminded the next time we go somewhere, whether it's here or abroad, share the love of God, because God, your love reaches. And it's all in Jesus' risen, wonderful, and saving name I pray. Amen.
Amen.